to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Another weekly edition, Julie.
Weekly edition. Yes, yes,
yes. Who are we? Let's just say briefly. Every once in a while, we like to recap.
Well, we're Christy, Marie, and Julie. I'm Julie. You're Christy, Marie. I'm the daughter.
And I guess that makes me Mama.
Mama. Yes.
Mama. And what am I going to get for Mother's Day next month?
It's not too far from now, is
it? No,
it
isn't.
I don't know.
Already the ads are coming.
Yeah. What do you want for Mother's Day?
I just want you, girlfriend.
Thank
you. I got you. I got you, babe.
And really, what this hour is for us is a recap of the week, kind of our perspective, irreverent perspective on life, because everything bugs the shit out of us.
Are we
irreverent? I see the joy. Yeah, I see the humor.
Can I say something? The show hasn't been on like 1 minute. And you already said shit.
Oh.
And yesterday we said, we did like our pinky finger.
Yes, we did.
And we said, let's not cuss this episode.
Okay. So I'm going to roll back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say from this moment on, I'm going to try really hard not to cuss.
Yeah.
I agree. We don't have to cuss.
We're just trying. We'll try one show and see if it works.
But you should have reminded me before the show started because I forgot.
I should have.
I am truly living in the present moment.
That's right.
You will bring up things to me like, what did you bring up? You said, Julie, remember that time we were so broke? We were working on this one thing and we were using coins to pay for gas.
Yes.
As we take the dogs out for a long walk. And I'm like, or a long ride because we had two border collies. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I remember. The truth is, I don't remember that at all. I remember the good times of you and I getting in the van, taking our hyperactive border collies to this one park that was deserted. We split a Subway sub, and you get a large coffee, I get a large iced tea, and we'd be at this one park where they could run free for hours.
Yes.
We'd throw the frisbee. Otherwise, they'd go bonkers in the house.
Oh, so I know. They were so
whoever was home the day, because Dad and I was still split a gig, that was our goal. You know, get out of the house by 11 o'clock, get something. But I don't remember
Border collies were amazingly, they just needed to run.
They needed to have a job.
Luckily for them, I guess, they've both passed away.
Yes, luckily for us as well.
We will see them in heaven.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Ray, the male border collie, is still a dog of a lifetime.
Yes.
I mean, as much as he... if we would have had him first, we wouldn't have had the second one.
No, it's true.
But unfortunately, we got Molly first, which she was just a little introvert and quiet and sweet little border collie.
Not sweet.
Not sweet. She was a bitch.
Yeah.
And I mean that because she's a female dog. And not in a bad way. I'm not swearing here. I am not swearing. Across the world, the B-I-T-C-H is literally meant for a female dog. And so that's how I meant it, people.
Yeah, but she was mean, though.
And she was mean.
She bit my hand clear through.
She bit my hand, too. And she bit a neighbor's hand, too. And I one time, it was the day after a blizzard. Had a blizzard the night, morning. Everything's really quiet. And Dad decided to take the dogs out. Have him roam around our house while he's plowing or, you know, shoveling snow. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Normano runs in saying, Molly just bit a dog, bit of somebody. I'm like, how is this possible, Normano? How did Molly just bite somebody?
Yeah.
You know, it's a snowfall.
Right.
And I remember asking, I told the woman to come in, I'll wash your hand off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And she didn't even need stitches or nothing. And I just said, I got to know, how did this happen? Because, you know, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought your dog was lost, and I tried to put him in my car.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, you try to pick up my dog.
Well, then not only that, but she picked up the wrong dog.
She picked up the wrong dog. She would have picked up Charlie Ray. He would have been fine.
Right.
He'd be like looking
at him. Well, that's not necessarily true, because I was with Charlie Ray, and we were in the truck, and a guy came over, because Charlie would like to, if you weren't in the car, Charlie would sit in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And so we were just talking and chatting, and I said, "Oh, if you haven't had a Charlie Ray kiss or whatever, you're missing out in life." So he puts his head in the door, and Charlie Ray bit him on the nose.
Oh God! And luckily it was just a.
And he comes over to you, and his nose is bleeding.
I go, did you hit your head on the? You know, he goes, "No, your dog bit me." I go, "Wait, my dog bit you." Molly bit you? And I thought, at this point, I'm giving this dog away.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, not Molly, the male.
It's Charlie Ray.
I go, how did that happen? Oh, don't worry. It was really my fault because I put my head inside the car. And I'm like.
But see, he realized you don't take territory.
Right. I mean, honestly, though, you were coaxing him. And gratefully, neither one of those people sued us. Which we're grateful
gratefully.
About.
And that's because we live in a non-rural, non-suing area.
Well, because take your chances in life, right? You know, it's sort of like if you're going to pick up a dog, there's a chance that dog's going to bite you.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And yeah, it's just that take your chances in life. That's unlike, all I gotta say.
Unlike that one time I remember, somehow you found a dog that was in... He was in frozen water or something. It was water that was really cold.
Uh-huh.
And you invited him in your car. And so we had wet dog smell for forever.
Right. Well, that is an interesting story. Yes, he looked like he had just come out. It was freezing out. And he just came out of some wet pile of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, he looked like a mastiff. But he looked like he was happy.
Big dog.
And so I pulled over and he came running to me like, ruff, 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 how you doing? Yeah. And so I go, oh, he has a collar, thank God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm petting him. I feel good. Uh-huh. I'm like, hey, little guy, we're okay together, right? Because you could probably kill me because you're big.
Yeah.
And saw his net chain and I got his phone number. And luckily, I called the owner and they answered. I said, are you missing a dog by chance? And they go, oh, maybe. I go, okay, one of those dogs. I said that he's here on Daysville Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, should I just let him go? And he goes, oh my God, no, I'll come get him. But at this point,
he's in your car.
I got him in my car now because I'm like, I'm not going to just hold this dog by the neck.
Right.
Because that would freak me out.
Yeah, just say, where's your house?
Right? Yeah. And so I think I even drove him to the house.
I think you did.
And so, yes, you're right. I had a wet car smell.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Yeah.
I remember one time I saved a dog. I say save loosely. A lot of these dogs, they probably would have made it back home if you just would have not touched them. But the truth is they're in dangerous situations.
Right.
They're running down the street. You know, come on, cars. Come on, dogs. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're adventurous. Sometimes even dogs want hero's journeys.
Yes.
I mean, let's just face it. They're out of the house. Like, what treasures am I going to find today?
Sometimes that hero's journey doesn't turn out too well.
No. Julie will find you, and then we'll call your owner, and they're like, damn it, it's over.
Is damn it a cuss word?
No, because I do know someone who named their dog that word.
Yes.
Damn it. So I'm going to call it a dog. So the two times I've sworn is all in relationship to dogs. Just want to let you know. But I was at Kmart when Kmart was still around. This was years ago.
Yeah.
There was a black lab just roaming Kmart parking lot. People are coming and going.
Not that you shopped at Kmart.
I was proud to shop at Kmart. This was when Kmart was popular.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should we call somebody, you know, because he was running and the cops came. He's like, and he tried to coax him into his car to take him to the, you know, the shelter. Right.
Yeah.
And he goes to me, he's not going to come with me. Do you mind putting me in your car? So I put this black lab in my car. We drive to the shelter. I drive right up to the gate and open up, and he walked out. And then he starts crying in the shelter cage. And I start crying.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. And the cop's like, it's going to be okay. Tomorrow morning when they come to work, they'll find his owner. And so I remember I called the next morning.
Did he have a collar on?
No, he didn't have a collar on.
Well, how do you find it? Maybe they call.
Yeah. And also, at some point, if you're a decent enough owner, you're like, oh, my dog didn't come home last night. I'll make the rounds.
Yeah.
And so forth. And so the next day I called, the owner had already picked him up.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Otherwise, we'd have a black lab.
Oh,
that would be 35 years old. So, just to let you know.
That's how old it would have been.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
So you just go, oh, but it's interesting how you get, if you're open to life,
you do,
and open
you
to helping.
You pick up stray. Remember that little family of skunks? They had
seven
or
horrible.
Eight little baby skunks.
Yeah.
And they were trying to cross the road, and you were afraid they were going to, and you wanted to coax them into the car.
Yeah, I know. But gratefully, you said no to that. You put your foot down. Well, it was weird.
I just didn't want a family of skunks in my car.
Yeah, at some point, they will become mature skunks, and then we have skunk smell, which is worse than wet dog smell. And you said, I have to put my feet down somewhere, Julie, and
That's
it's
right.
here. Well, you have this philosophy about life that comes true enough to have buy us confirmation.
Right.
Or confirmation bias.
Confirmation
which
bias.
Which is always like when shit goes down, oh my gosh, I swore again. When stuff goes down, when stuff happens, right, it happens with other things happening at the same time.
Correct.
So like a car is parked on the shoulder. Right. We're in a rural area. Typically, that wouldn't be a problem. But at the exact same time, there's another car that's pulling, you know, machinery coming down the opposite direction. And you think to yourself,
how is it possible that convergence could happen?
Convergence could happen.
At this in this big rural area.
Yes. So the baby skunk thing, mm-hmm, they were all playing together in like this round ball.
Yes.
Really romping around across the street.
Right.
Now, Normano's driving at this point. We've got our two border collies. You and I are in the back of the van chilling and driving. I go, what is that rolling across the road? And at this moment,
a little black and white ball.
Once or twice a year, our county, Ogle County, they have what's called Bike Ogle County. Mm-hmm. You have all these cyclists. So there's cyclists behind us, cyclists in front
and
of us.
We're not talking like one or two.
No, we're talking hundreds.
Yeah.
And then there's a car coming in the opposite direction.
Right.
And so at this moment, and at this exact moment, we have a pile of sibling skunks crossing the road.
That's right.
And so luckily I see them because I can see most things. And I tell Normano to stop. And the car coming towards a stop, and then the cyclist stop, and then our dogs are going ape shit because ape crap. Oops. Because they see bicyclists,
right,
which in their minds mean we get to go for a ride,
right?
Because Dad has been known to take the border collies out for a run on his bicycle, right. So they get all excited. Right. So and then all of a sudden, I have to slightly open my door to say, did the skunks make it across the road to the cyclist? Because we're all stopped. We have no idea what's
Everybody
going on.
Everybody stopped. We don't know what's going on.
And then finally the guy goes, okay, they're almost off the road. They're almost off the road. Okay, they're off the road. I'm like, oh, for heaven's sakes. But convergence, right?
Right.
Convergence.
Right.
And, you know, but in some ways, I wish that convergence would happen more when we had supernatural things happen.
Yes.
When we were driving in our county years ago, mm-hmm, we saw that triad lights in the sky.
Right.
Now, we pulled over and looked. Mm-hmm. We called Normano and Greg, and they came out and tried to look, but they were gone by the time they got there. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't see anybody around to, like, convey, like, mm-hmm, hey, mm-hmm, do you see what we're seeing? Mm-hmm. Do you hear what we're hearing? Nothing. So I wish that would happen more, where groups of people get together and go, well, this is interesting.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you're talking about that, because there's right now people are talking about pyramidal shapes in the sky.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Which is wild, because if you read the Keys of Enoch, it is all about pyramidal shapes in the sky.
Exactly.
And how that is for transformation and transmutation upward,
yes,
into light body, all that stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Where are you hearing this at?
By emails.
Oh, okay.
You know, all the groups that they're seeing these pyramidal shapes in the sky.
I love it.
Well, we saw one time on Paranormal caught in camera.
Yes.
A big pyramidal vehicle type thing over the White House.
I know. And I thought to myself, and it was caught by two different people.
Yes.
I go, that was fascinating.
That was. I remember that to this day.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old that was.
No, it was just several years, but not like a lot.
But it's a sign. It really is a sign of the, not the end times necessarily. It's really a sign like of an upgrade.
Of an upgrade.
And also of an unlocking of, you know, information.
Spiritual knowledge.
That's been closed,
yeah,
until a certain time frame.
Well, it's interesting because I'm going to mention Gregorio real quick, or my brother, because he was talking about how him and his wife had a day off together without the kids. Kids were at school and they were together at home, and they're all eating healthy, so they're like, we can't go out and eat. And they're trying to think of all these things to do for themselves, like, what should we do? And they're throwing out ideas and realizing they're kind of feeling bored right now and they're boring. And one of Gregory's ideas was, let's go search for UFOs. Now, I love this idea because...
A treasure hunt.
Because I remember one time you gave Gregory and I the role of searching for signs behind signs, codes behind signs that would lead you
government
to
signs.
Government signs, yes. Speed signs that would lead you to a path which really would be like a staging area
right.
for whatever.
Right.
And it was weird because Greg and I were looking at the back of signs right. and we were following this code. And sure enough, it was there.
There is a code there.
And we kept finding it, looking. And it led us to, in Oregon, a town of Oregon, it led us to like a police, not the police station, but a government station.
Right.
But it was enclosed in barbed wire fence.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this is interesting.
Yes.
This is interesting.
And those back of those signs were not for you.
It's, no.
It was for others.
Others.
To lead.
The government lead.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Here's where you go when stuff goes down
exactly.
to put the people there or whatever. So I'm like, well, you know.
Was that a good treasure hunt?
It was an awesome treasure hunt. It was so much fun.
Good.
I love those kind of things. I mean, at night, sometimes Doug and I will go out and search for the International Space Station on a clear night. And mm-hmm. And when you see it and you know it's there, you know it's coming, mm-hmm. and you just feel... You feel enlivened.
Doesn't he have a cousin or something on the International Space
yes,
Station?
Yes, it's a distant cousin. I've never met this guy. Uh-huh. Wink, wink. They say they have a cousin that's on the International Space
they
Station.
They got a lot of cousins, though.
Yeah, don't they? Come on, let's just be real. Got a lot of cousins. So, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with drag queens.
Yes.
I love them.
Are we segueing right
I'm
now?
Segueing.
Okay.
I love and hate UFOs because they turn me on. I think it's an upgrade.
Right.
And then I'm also scared. Like, I'm scared. Like, what if it's not? I caught myself there. You know,
I know you did.
What if they're not? They're not benevolent, but malevolent. Mm. You know, like, oh no, what do we do then? Right.
Right.
I'm gonna go back.
And
they
chose Oregon or Dixon, Illinois.
Right.
Rural area.
And so,
right in front of our house.
I love and hate drag queens. I love them because. I think they're so talented, and I think that they're a great party. Like when Melissa was getting married, I took her and her mom and her fiance's mom and some family members to this drag queen. It was called the Blue Iguana, I think, in downtown uh-huh. Chicago.
Ooh.
Had the best time.
Yeah.
I don't want to see strippers.
No,
I just
want to
like,
see drag queens.
And then they
do their makeup so well.
That's my problem. But when leaving, I feel less of a woman. I mean,
sure.
They are the epitome
right.
of what the ideal woman
well, the,
should be,
the,
right?
The 50s glamour
yes.
queen.
And so I'm just like, you know. So I'm at the Oregon County, Ogle County Courthouse doing some investigative work. You know, mm-hmm. won't say much more than that.
But that's interesting in and of itself.
Yes.
That you like to go to the courthouse to do investigative work.
Exactly. I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. I have to go from the second floor to the first floor, mm-hmm. get into the elevator.
Did you see a drag queen?
I'm not done yet. I might have seen a drag queen.
Okay.
Okay. And I realize that the elevator is going up instead of going down. I'm like, oh, so I'm picking up another person.
Okay.
Which is weird because we're still in COVID.
Right.
But I have a mask on yeah. and I've gotten one vaccination yet. So
right.
I'm good. You know, I'm feeling relaxed about it, a little bit relaxed. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy and he looks very like early 50s, mid 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a maintenance dude.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very... You know, Northern Illinois kind of dude, you mm-hmm. know, baggy
Midwest yeah.
t-shirt with a jean top over it,
right.
you know, not polished, but just like put together, but normal, right? And he's not wearing a mask, and he decides to come into the elevator too. I'm like, well, okay, I don't need to be
right.
I don't need to be militant about like
no.
where's your mask at, dude?
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm like, he could have been already fully vaccinated.
Plus, he's inside. They should already have required.
Yeah, but I'm noticing in this courthouse, mm-hmm. no one's wearing a mask.
Oh, interesting.
And it could just be that they're done, like they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not the type of person who says, hey,
no,
you're vaccinated and you got to wear a mask.
No, you're,
I mean,
you're, yeah,
let's just be, I mean, I don't care what Fauci says at this moment. We're all going to do our best. You know,
oh, okay.
I mean, because Fauci, I think, is suggesting even if you get vaccinated,
yeah.
you still wear your yeah. mask. I'm going to wear my mask, but if I catch somebody not wearing a mask,
right.
I'm not going to go all.
You're not going to freak out.
I'm not going to go freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all going to be okay,
right.
people. We do our best. So anyway, so he pulls in with his cart. He's got cart with tools on it and drills on it. And I'm like, okay, come on in, sir. You know, how you doing? Having a good day? All this stuff. And what I notice is that
he's wearing high heels.
No, he has the best manicured nails, painted a really dark purplish black, and they are beautiful.
Like, are they beautiful nails?
Manicured, yes.
Like tips?
No, like, well, I don't know if around they're real. It. They're rounded.
Okay.
They're rounded.
Got it.
And they're not flat.
But beautiful.
Yes.
Like a to manicure. The point.
And so I thought to myself, so my mind now is reeling.
Did you ask him?
I would have loved to have asked him because I would have said, hey.
Love your nails.
Love your nails.
Yeah.
I go, I wish I had the courage to keep my nails up. I always just feel it's a waste of time.
You have like little piglet nails.
I know you. Now we have not decided as a two radio host that I cannot visually swear to my mother. I am now visually swearing to my mother.
What finger is that, Julie?
It's the third one, or the middle, however you say it. So, but I would have loved to have said, "Hey, dude. Nice nails."
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, is dude inappropriate? Am I being inappropriate to even acknowledge the fact that he has nails?
Right.
Or does he want me to look at his nails?
Yeah.
I mean, these nails were beautiful.
Did he put them like kind of out in front of you? Like,
well, I mean, he wasn't wearing gloves.
Right.
He wasn't hiding him. Yeah. He wasn't waving him in front of my face.
I know, you just don't know what to do or say anymore.
Right, because I would have looked and said, hey, dude, I like your stuff.
Just like 20 years ago, you could have said, oh, nice nails. And everyone would have, thank you.
I don't know about that.
Now it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You offended me. That was a violent comment.
Or do you have a problem with me? No, really, truly, I love your nails.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that person was a drag queen or not.
No.
I don't know if it was cisgender.
Like, who knows once they take off that maintenance outfit, what's underneath.
Right.
Probably silky little panties and like a underwire bra.
Right. But what I do know is he felt he does a masculine job and he wanted to have his nails done.
Right.
And a dark color. Now, wouldn't it be funny though if his motive was this? My fingernails are so filthy because I'm in grease all day.
Yeah.
If I just paint my nails black.
Or he had a big fungus on every nail. Dark fungus.
Yeah.
I need this color to cover the dark fungus.
You know what? I don't know the motivation. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It could be a myriad of motivation there. I don't know. But I would have liked to have found out.
Yeah.
But I didn't want him to come and think that I was judging him negatively.
I know. There's
my curiosity
so many questions.
Is not judgment. Curiosity is not judgment.
That's why we subscribe to Curiosity Stream.
Are we still paying for that damn channel?
We are.
Oh, goodness gracious. I got to stop that nonsense.
Please stop that.
Because that was disappointing.
That was so disappointing. I thought that was going to be the greatest channel ever.
Yes.
It was just BS.
It was bad documentaries.
Yeah.
Well, because now all of our other stuff has great documentaries.
Yeah.
So,
Julie. Take us off Curiosity Stream.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, because I was then curious about this gentleman, and I would have liked to have asked, but I guess you're on my side, which is you just got to keep quiet.
Yeah, I would have kept quiet.
You know, but I would have loved to have known. But
if we would have been together, you and I would have, like, given us the side eye.
Yeah, which would have been even worse. Like, you see what I'm seeing? You know.
And maybe I could have gotten away with something because I'm older.
Yeah, you say that, but it's not true necessarily.
That's true.
You feel you can get away with something older, but that's just because you're pushing the limits. But you don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be that girl.
No, because what you want to do is you want to behave like there's more life to come.
Yes.
Not like, I've done my time and now I'm going to make everyone pay.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because we were listening to Bill Maher yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Biden. And he goes, the one thing at this moment that we're still allowed to do is criticize
age.
Age. We had yeah. big ageism.
Ageism. Yeah.
And he goes, I'm tired of it. I'm yeah. like, yeah.
Yeah, because he's getting up there.
And then the thing is, we all are.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be living to 120, yeah. you can't be calling people old and throw us away at 70.
Right.
I mean.
Like he said that all the other countries have these, you know, really acknowledge the fact that as you get older, you get wiser.
Yes.
And wisdom is cherished in yes. a lot of these other countries, whereas we're like, well, get out of my way, you're old geezer, you know.
Right.
And I mean, I think that's Bob Dylan, you know.
Oh, right.
If you, you know, get out of the, what is it, if you can't lend a hand, get out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, for the times they are changing. I mean, it did feel like that in those days because the old people were like,
yeah. Well, and maybe...
And now they're just like, there's like a wealth of wisdom and a wealth of other stuff that older people can do. Like, we were just listening to somebody, and they were talking about a Tom, and this Tom was an insurance guy.
Oh, sure.
For decades. And he was a really good insurance guy, but he felt something was lacking. And so he decided to become just to write in his spare time.
Yeah.
And so he wrote his first book, and then I think it wasn't received very well, but he got a publisher. Then he wrote his second book, and again, that wasn't received as well. And he wrote his third. And then they went back and said, why don't you reissue my first book?
Yeah.
And they did, and it sold like 10 million copies in a couple of months, and that was The Hunt for Red October by Tom Clancy. He was in his 70s.
Oh my gosh. And you go, okay, I love that guy's work.
Yeah.
And
I can't wait.
I think I
go to bed at night with Alexa, you know, reading to me on a Tom Clancy novel.
Melville, who wrote...
The whale.
Moby Dick. He was in his 60s when he wrote that, and that was his first book.
Yeah, wow.
Or the one first book that got noticed, right?
Right.
I mean, so yeah,
it takes, you know, you and who knows? People don't even read books anymore. I mean, books.
They
listen
to books, though.
They listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even understand it because the pride of every home should be a library.
Right.
I mean, these books represent, even if like in some books you might only get two or three nuggets.
Yes.
They're really, those nuggets are worth it.
I'll tell you
but
what.
But you don't
yeah.
get it anymore if you're just listening.
Well, Jordan Peterson's one of those guys because I can read his book and I try to listen to his books.
Yeah.
They're not, I don't get the same wisdom out of it.
I agree.
And, but his books.
I agree. Because you
got he's got a new one out. Can I actually buy
does he
it?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No way. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing that I've come across, you know, I mean, I can hear something, but then it goes away.
Right.
But if I've got the words, I could underline it.
Yep.
I can star it. I can go back. We write it down. We meditate on it.
Yep.
Because there's depth to, even if it's just a sentence or two.
Yeah.
There's some depth there that you can't do with anything but a book.
Right. Right. So there's wisdom there. I was also thinking you were saying, you know, older people, like, you know, there's ageism. They're good for wisdom. They're also good. I mean, I hate to say it. I remember they're good for bodies doing work. I mean, like physical work.
Yes.
I'm not saying that the younger generations don't want to work, but I have been. Remember that one scene where this woman took a video camera of a grocery store in Florida.
Yes.
And no one was wearing masks.
Right.
And what this person wanted to point out was like, look, no one's wearing masks.
Yes. But what we saw
was I saw gray-haired women bagging groceries.
That's right.
And I thought, oh, okay, this is interesting to me.
Yes.
Now, someone might say that, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like in her 80s and have to bag groceries. No, I feel like, oh my gosh, this person wants to get up in the morning and has something to do.
Well, at our county market. The lady that goes and, you know, collects the carts from the parking lot, I bet she's in her 70s, maybe, and she's just like pushing those carts around and moving those carts.
Because at some point, you may not want a job that's full of responsibility.
Right.
But you want to be able to, like, 20 hours a week, yeah, get up, get moving,
right,
see people,
right,
you know, and it keeps your mind going.
Well, like your Aunt Irma. Aunt Irma.
Yeah.
I mean, she worked at the Dairy Queen till she was like 80 something.
Yes. And she loved it. She, yes, had friends there, yeah, that she traveled with.
Right.
Everybody loved her, you, yeah, know?
I mean, young friends.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vegas together.
Yes, exactly.
No kidding, right?
So, I mean, we're needing bodies to do things. I mean, at our Culver's, the woman that comes out and gives you your food.
I know.
She's got to be in her 60s or 70s.
Oh, 70s easily.
Right. Easily. She's just out there walking real fast.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, yes, because, I mean, at some point, you're like, well, I still want to work.
Yeah.
I still want to do stuff.
Yeah.
I want to have, I want to be productive in life.
I do believe that the old guard of, you know, oh, I'm like 65 and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to recline in my chair, yeah, and just, you know,
and
do
that
this
was okay
and play
if we
golf
did die
every
at
day.
70, you know?
Right.
If we did die at
but
70,
but everybody's
okay.
Saying, well, I heard we've been watching Greg Braden,
uh-huh,
on Gaia, and we've been hearing for a while that, you know, 120 is fine. You know,
right,
lived 120, that's biblical. And,
yeah.
And we've heard people talk like that. But Greg Braden said, oh, no, 200.
Oh, goodness gracious.
200 is the new 120. Or is it 120? Yeah. 200 is the new 120.
Well, because you
did. You don't like how orange is the,
yeah,
new black?
Well, you did get some advertisement in the mail that said, 80 is a new 50.
Is.
You're like, awesome. Because that's great because I feel 80 sometimes. So I can't wait to be 80 and really
feel
50.
They're going to invent something that's going to help your knees.
For sure. You, yeah, know, I was listening to Joe Rogan and he was talking about his health and coronavirus and all that stuff.
Mm.
And he said his whole family got it, but he didn't get the coronavirus.
Really?
And, yeah. He says, listen, he goes, my one kid got a headache for a day. My other kid, like, a cough. That was, mm-hmm, it. And then the next day they were all fine.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, he had mentioned how his wife felt, but he goes, everybody got it. And they got over it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I test myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I know it's because I've spent years developing a good immune system.
Right.
I take supplements daily. I work out a lot. Mm-hmm. I do my saunas. I do my cold showers. I mean, mm-hmm, he does everything,
yes,
to be optimized,
right,
in some sense. And he goes, listen, it takes a lot of time and effort.
Well,
and
that's, and that's, yeah, time, effort, and money.
Yes.
But time is the, I don't know, that could be the great equalizer, you,
right,
know, because I do believe that we're being called to put in more
time,
space
for the healing part.
Space and time.
I totally agree with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. I was, you're mentioning Greg Braden, you know, and I really feel our spiritual intelligence has been
uplifted.
Yeah. And, yes, I think that I'm going to be seeing those pyramidal designs in the sky soon,
right,
enough.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see them. I might,
yes,
have a little fear or whatever.
Mm.
But I was listening to Sam Harris. He has a new podcast out on his Making Sense podcast. And he's interviewing, let me see who he's interviewing. It's a different podcast because it's called, it's a special episode, Engineering the Apocalypse. Okay.
Mm.
Very scary, by the way. Very, very scary. And it's, okay, with Rob Reed. And it's a 4-hour special, by the way, people. Rob Reed.
It's amazing how these podcasts go 2, 3, 4 hours.
Well,
you and I could go that. We could go 2.
In our
easily
sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if I, like, actually took notes of what happened the week that I want to share with
I know.
You.
Because by the time we do our podcast, we've forgotten all the interesting things,
yes,
that have happened,
exactly,
to us.
Even though you bought those two mic, you know, those two recording things. You have one, I have one.
Yes.
So we can get really good. But,
well,
yeah.
Well, the reason we're, we, the recorders or my, yeah, microphone, not microphones, but tape recorders.
Tiny tape recorders.
They're about the same size as a Bic lighter.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to put ideas in them.
Or a USB port.
Yeah,
USB.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I say Bic lighter. But we bought them to go, oh, this was great. We should put this in for our podcast.
Yeah.
And so we would have, but, you know, I just yesterday, you're not going to believe this, I put mine in the junk drawer.
How dare you?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, because really I haven't used those. It. No.
I wanted them so bad. I was like going to carry around my bra.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Just so what? Great ideas. Pull it out.
Pull it out and put it in there. And then, like, you know, an hour before the show, just bring it all out and just like. Yes.
You realize, though, how hard it is to add a new habit into your life.
It's about habits, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. And I mean, you'd have to be so motivated to first figure out how to use this thing, mm-hmm. then bring it with you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
One thing I want to say, this is kind of backtracking, but the visual with Bill Maher. Do you remember when he said, he goes, you know, we make fun of old people because they don't know how to, you know, do their iPads or you know, do Facebook. And then it shows this picture of this woman on her phone, you know, just, I don't know what she's texting or whatever, walking into traffic.
Yes.
And you're like, okay. Who's more stupider?
Exactly. They are. Well, and
that was I thought that was very poignant.
Yeah. It is poignant.
Because I've been in situations where I'm up for the challenge of connecting with a person.
Yeah.
And they're like busy, they're talking to me and scrolling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is ridiculous.
Right.
You cannot stop scrolling to connect with a person. That's going to be, that's an issue. I'm sorry.
And I know that there are times I look at my phone and you get mad at me.
Well, because you're distracted.
For that split second.
Yes.
And the only reason why I look is because I want to see if our dispatch person is texting us something.
Right.
And so I just need to look really quick.
Right.
Do I need to do something about this?
Sometimes you're looking at Instagram.
I'm never looking at Instagram.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You're looking at what Hillary sent you.
Oh, Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Well,
I gave up a long time ago. I just, every once in a while, Facebook will say, you have 5,000 notifications.
And you're just like,
that's too many.
Stop notifying me, please. I go, Facebook, I want you to take a hint. I'm ghosting you.
I would.
Take a hint. Stop notifying me. Yeah. I'm done. We're done.
I always go, well, Chris, maybe you should get involved.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should at least do some likes.
Yeah. But the truth is you get no joy from it.
I don't get any joy from it.
And we were listening to this marketing class yesterday. It was combining spirituality and marketing together.
I know.
And it was interesting because they were really making a point that in this culture, every story plot or storyline has to be very short.
Right.
TikTok short, you know, because you want things to go viral.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but on the other hand, you've got millions of people listening to 4-hour podcasts.
Right.
So what is it? The truth is.
And they may listen to that 4-hour podcast all week long.
Yeah.
It may take them all week, though.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But you do have, that is that bounce back.
It is.
Is it 4-hour podcast? Or is it, they said you have something like 3.4 seconds to make a first impression.
Which I can't stand because I don't think I made that great of a first impression.
What'd you say?
I hate that idea because I don't think I make it that good of a first impression.
I know.
I really don't.
I know.
I don't know.
You rub people the wrong way, Julie.
I think I do.
You do.
And yet, people who know me for a long time, they're like, You're the sweetest person. Like, Julie is a cheerleader. You know, for what you want to do, you know, you call her, she'll cheer you on, she'll get you, she'll help you.
Well, the basic thing is she'll talk you off the ledge.
And that's
ledge. That's what everybody says.
Yeah. If you're having a bad day, call her because she'll talk you off the ledge. Yeah. That's true. I really do that.
Although she may be on the ledge when she's talking to you.
Well, I've always told you my motivation to stick around this planet is I want to see the next solar eclipse.
Yes.
Now, once that happens, I don't know what I'm going to have to really redefine my next motivation to stick around here.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Besides my parents, because I love you guys.
Thank you, Julie.
You know, I always say I want to live at least one more day longer than you guys. Just one more day.
You're going to change your mind once that happens.
Well, depending. I mean, when that happens, because if you're 120 and I'm 100, I was like, I can go anytime, really. You know, I'm still
bagging groceries.
These
are the best days of my life.
Exactly.
I'm working at Dollar General, then I'm packing groceries.
I'm having a good time.
talking to people. They're like, oh, this lady, she's talking to me again. Everybody spread out.
Well,
go the opposite direction.
It is weird because back in the day, there is that age category where culturally we feel like, oh, this old person's talking to me. Mm-hmm. But then something happens, like in your 30s, mm-hmm. where you just appreciate everybody.
Right.
You see the beauty.
Not necessarily, but you do.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're special.
Thank you. But I really do.
Special Julie.
Love. Yeah, exactly. special in more ways than one. But I really do appreciate most people.
Yes, you do.
And I'm fascinated with their stories.
Yes.
I think we all have stories. We all have pains. We all have good things. You know, we're all on this roller coaster together.
Yeah. That's, I mean, honestly, Jill, that is one of your graces, though. You are like that. And you have, I mean, you just grew up that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just blessed.
Well, and I know that it's genetics in some sense or some kind of something inside of me, or maybe it's my sign because I'm Sagittarius. I kind of go with the flow, and I know that my name means peace. So I mean, just itself, you guys set me up with the right birthing order, the right name, to just kind of feel like I'm on this ride.
Yeah,
I want to see how this turns out, and so forth.
I'm glad I'm on the ride with you, girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, good, 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 good. So anyway, I was listening to some Sam Harris talk about, Rob Reed.
Right.
And he's doing this podcast on the apocalypse. the man-made apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it's called Special Episode, Engineering the Apocalypse. Now,
you told me it scared you.
Yes, it's 4 hours long. It is, you know, it would make a road trip go by really fast. Mm.
Does your butthole get constricted? Watch it. Listening to it.
Yes,
that's scary. Then.
Oh yes, constriction of the tushy.
Yeah,
was for sure.
Because like Elliot, when he gets scared, his little butthole. Yes. He's tight and he puts his tail over.
Which I think
he's done.
And I like the fact that I find it fascinating that even though your tushy constricts, your urine releases.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that is.
How does that happen?
You know, that just kind of seems like it's poor manufacturing, right? Like, hey, God, you know, I would like that to be the same. Like, both things just kind of pucker up and so forth. But here's the dealio. I'm going to just give you a nutshell because I want everybody to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're going to be changing into the podcast. I mean, from this, I'm only halfway through. And supposedly, he's going to end with positive things, like positive action steps to take.
Okay.
He's not just going to take us on this roller coaster ride.
Where
and
we're
then,
just going, whoa.
And then hoping that we, you know, we fly off the tracks and die before this happens.
Mm-hmm.
But what he brought up was an interesting point. He said, right now, technology has exponential growth everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, so what's occurring is we have scientists right now creating viruses so that they can study them. Mm-hmm. And they're taking viruses that are really horrible viruses, but not easily transmittable, mm-hmm. and making them more transmittable so that they can
study
them.
Nice.
Yeah, nice, right? Nice. Mm-hmm. And he gives us all these examples, mm-hmm. of how in these class 4,
virus
factories, whatever you want to call them, you know,
labs.
Thank you. How they escape all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People make mistakes because deep down, guys, I tell you this: everybody's human and everybody's fallible, and yet we still move forward. I mean, even Elon Musk, he allows several rockets to explode before he sends one up that goes, oh, okay, good. This one didn't explode.
This one has the new kids on the block in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oops.
It exploded. It exploded. Okay, so, but when he's talking, so then, like, okay, so he gives all these examples of all these viruses that have gotten let out of the labs. Mm. And you're like, oh, crap, this is horrible, right?
Yeah.
And then he shifts to the idea that because, okay, so like in 2002, 2003, it took like $10 billion to get to code our whole DNA, right? Mm-hmm. But now a person can go in and get their DNA coded for $300.
Wow.
Okay? Just in like 15 years.
Ancestry.com.
Whatever, yeah. Right? Okay. So that's one thing. So, but right now we are seeing such huge advancement yeah. in technology mm-hmm. that you're having high schoolers mm-hmm. come up with ways that you can test mushrooms, see what they have in them, if they have a psilocybin or if they have viruses, mm-hmm. you know, and then test that. High school students are doing this.
Wow.
So you got high school students.
Because they want the psilocybin in the mushroom.
Exactly. We know what's going on here. But that also means they can find out if they have anthrax in their backyard, you
oh,
know?
Okay.
I mean, and so then all of a sudden you have smart people.
Yeah.
Cheaply figuring out these things.
Right.
And he brought up ideas.
Talk about exponential. It's
yes.
Like, it's like even crazier than, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah. So what could have happened just in you know, class 4 labs or class 5 labs can now, we're doing virus searching. Mm-hmm. High school kids are doing it, right?
Pretty soon it'll be your 8th grade diorama.
Well, he also, exactly. No, seriously, though. And what he brought up this point was, remember that one accountant that went to Vegas and killed all those people at the concert from his
yeah.
hotel room?
Yeah.
I think he was an accountant. I don't know why.
I'm
I
not
say.
Sure.
Okay, but he was a normal dude.
Yeah.
Right? And no one still knows why he did this, I don't think.
No, I mean, he just, that thing just vanished.
Yes.
That story just
like,
vanished.
Why did he do
that? That's because, that's why everybody always says that story just vanished too quickly. You know, was it, what do they call those? One of those
like activation?
Yeah.
Like
what's that movie?
Yeah.
Or whatever. That
I know. Was. Oh, it's right in the tip of my
something,
tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, we'll think about it before the
yeah,
end of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
He was activated,
yeah,
you know, or whatever.
The, you know.
But what's interesting about it, he mentions this guy. He mentions all these other people, like school shootings and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said recently there has been several outbreaks in China of people, you know, hurting other people in schools, like mass.
Oh, really? But in China?
Yeah, but you don't hear about it. But what it was done with is mostly with knives. So less people were killed,
mm-hmm.
but more people were involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, now take the guy in Vegas. He didn't know how to make this mass weapon,
mm-hmm.
this, you know, this long rifle, multi-shooting, mm-hmm. you know, gun. He didn't know how to make it, but he knew how to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew how to get to up to his hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there could be a chance in the future mm-hmm. that you'd have men mostly. Let's just be real. It's the effing men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the men who, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. are activated
mm-hmm.
and go, oh, I think I'll do a mass killing a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll wake up and they go, I don't know how to extract this virus, but I do know how to. But thank God for all these smart people who now tell me how to get this virus
mm-hmm.
in this box. And I can just go to my, you know, go to the sheep. It's the sheep herders or the goat herders and get the anthrax from their poop or wherever it comes from. You know, isn't it come from sheep or something?
I
anthrax?
Have no idea. Just...
And now I've got anthrax, and now I've figured out a way.
It probably comes in those new things at gas stations where the Amazon terminals are.
Yes, exactly. Just order up your big virus. But so he goes, you know, so he may not know how to do it, but he could probably buy it eventually.
Yes, exactly.
Because we are expanding our knowledge base so quickly.
Right.
Like, I love the fact that I have Netflix, that I have Roku.
Right.
I get Netflix, HBO Plus, Disney Plus, and I'm like, there's too much to watch. But 5 years ago, I had none of this stuff.
Right.
I had none of this stuff. I was watching 3 episodes of Law and Order, not the SVU kind, the old Law and Order, and I'm thinking I was in heaven, you know? Now, I'm overwhelmed by my choices.
Yeah.
I'm like, Formula One? What the hell? This is like the best thing in the world.
F1.
Yeah.
Netflix people.
The Need to Drive or Born to Drive
or
something like that.
I tell you, the testosterone in that show and the cute guys.
Oh,
I'm just so happy.
I know.
I'm just
Here's
so happy.
Here's the problem with testosterone.
Yeah.
It creates these Formula One drivers
yeah.
that are beautiful.
Beautiful.
And like, we go, what? And then it creates the guy that wants to take out 35 concert goers.
Yeah.
Why is that? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. What is it in testosterone?
I don't know, but it's not the women. It really isn't. If it's the woman, it's because she's been coaxed by the guy, by the cute Formula One guy. You know? I mean, how many right now, how many end day, you know, cults are out there right now?
Right.
Praying that, you know, oh, run this has to happen. Women?
None. Yeah.
We got too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
We're honestly, women are happier being sleuths.
Yes.
Fighting crime yes. online.
Yes.
Going, you know.
We like being stealthy.
Yes. You've always talked about that. You've yes. always grown up liking puzzles, being
yes.
stealthy.
Yes.
And so forth.
I mean, if we're going to kill a guy, we'll burn him in his bed while he sleeps.
Exactly. Hey,
oops.
And you know,
how
maybe
did
you
that
might,
happen?
Yeah, excuse
how did
me.
You get lighter fluid all over you?
Excuse me. But you know what, though? I'm going to take it a step further. Mm. What we typically would do is get them totally drunk, put sleeping pills in their alcohol before we burn them. We don't really want to cause them pain.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that we never see the, like, he's gone for
right,
good.
Right.
He's gone for
make
good.
Make sure he's gone for good.
Exactly.
Unless he comes back like Halloween.
Oh, that would be awful.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah.
Was it Jason?
Jason. No, Jason, I think,
no,
was
it's
Friday
not
the 13th.
Jason. Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Who was the guy from Halloween?
Oh, God. Jeremiah. No. Myers. Michael Myers.
Michael.
Myers. That's Michael. Right. Michael. Jeremiah.
Is that Michael Myers? Is that his name, really?
I don't know. Michael.
That's a comedian from Canada.
Blaine's Canada. He is now. That wasn't what he was before.
That's right.
He was a psychotic in the Halloween movies.
Isn't Michael Myers, who's the guy that goes, you know, he plays like the Goldfinger.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin mm-hmm. Powers. Is that Michael Myers?
It is. And he plays Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Party time. Yeah, he's on those new commercials
now. We might be wrong on this one. I don't know, though.
No, his name is Michael Myers.
I mean, like, no, the guy on Halloween.
I think his name is Michael, for sure. I'm 100% sure his first name is Michael.
Okay.
Alexa, who is the lead bad guy in the Halloween series? Let's see if she'll answer this question appropriately.
Here's
what she found on the web.
According to
Babylon.com.
Michael Myers is the
answer. Michael Myers.
Oh,
Alexa,
my
stop.
God.
Thank you.
You were
Michael
right.
Michael Myers. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Alexa. Who is a star of Wayne's World? Let's see who the star of Wayne's World is.
Wayne's World stars include Mike Myers.
Oh, just Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Not Michael Myers, but Mike Myers.
I don't know what we never...
I don't know that one.
Oh, you're fine, Alexa. Thank you.
I don't know why we never put that together.
I'm sure we have, and then we let it go.
Yeah.
Because really, our minds are not meant to hold on to everything. Oh, wait. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
Oh, no.
No, Alexa, stop.
What was she going to play?
I don't know. Now she's playing music. That's fine.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
She's
you.
Always listening.
Yes, unfortunately, or fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But so I felt, anyway, listening to this podcast about manufactured viruses, mm-hmm. and really I feel screwed mm-hmm. because I can totally see... We have 8 billion people approximately, right, in the planet?
8 billion?
Yeah.
Okay.
So most of us, let's say 99.9% of us, do not want to cause mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But you got that 0.1. I'll even go further, 0.01. But you still have thousands of people wouldn't mind dying for their cause.
Mm-hmm.
Their cause could be noble, mm-hmm. and their cause could be like, we just got too much effing people on this planet,
mm-hmm.
and we need to get rid of a third, you know,
wow.
to help with the global warming.
Yes.
And we can do this by a virus.
Well, you know what? Daddy was, in our fire pit.
Yes.
He was burning leaves and sticks, and he had a big fire going. I mean, it was tall and big. And I was watching it and I'm like, you know those monks that decide to just set themselves on fire for a cause?
Yeah.
I'm like, I just, that would hurt.
And that would be awful. Hurt. And not, like, why? Why? Yeah. Yeah. I really think that.
I mean, and then they're gone. They're gone, ashes, and their cause is still there.
Yeah. I understand it because they feel like they are transcending the next,
Got it.
We personally have no evidence of that.
No.
But they do.
I personally wouldn't want to transcend that in a ball of fire.
I don't either. That's not the way I want to go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going in a seal asylum. What's it called?
Psilocybin?
Yeah. Like that.
Psilocybin haze?
Yes.
Like a purple haze?
Definitely. For sure.
Let's call ourselves the Doors so that we can walk through that door into the psilocybin.
Can I tell you one? Okay. You know that song, speaking of the Doors? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy who wrote that, Alexa, who wrote Light My Fire by the Doors?
Light My Fire was written by Katie McAllister and published in 2006.
That's not it.
That's not it.
No.
No.
Who wrote the song, Come on,
Baby, Light My Fire
by the Doors?
Let It Go was written by Kristen Anderson.
Never mind. Alexa, stop.
Yeah, she's having a mental.
It wasn't written by the lead singer. Who is that?
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, it wasn't written by Jim Morrison. Yeah. So anyway, the Doors are together, and they go, we need to write some songs. So they all had to disperse and come back with some songs.
Yeah.
And this one guy who's part of the band never wrote a song in his life.
He cheated.
He never wrote a song in his life. Oh. And he came back to the group, and he had Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
No.
Yeah. And it was like the biggest song they ever had.
I used to love that song.
I know. It's a great song. But can you imagine
your first song that you ever did
was that song?
Oh, my God.
What's the odds?
And then you can just, like, retire.
And then what happens is the monks use it as their background music as they light themselves on fire. So
what is that called? Immolation?
I don't know. I don't. I've seen those videos for a split second because they for whatever reason, those negative videos ingrain my brain too deeply.
Yeah,
and I don't want that
there.
To pop up into my head.
No, let's leave the audience with a positive.
Tell me something positive.
A positive video.
Hey guys, UFOs are real. I'm telling you. More and more people are look up to the sky and don't be afraid.
But how about, a poor wet dog in the back of your car being rescued by Julie?
Yes.
That's a good positive issue, isn't it?
It's a good positive image. Okay. I'm adding this right now to the show because I wanted to bring home the point that, hey, if you're somebody who wants to commit mass murder for change or whatever, or because you feel resentful, or because you want to lower the population control because of global climate and we can't afford it, I want to tell you, you don't have to do anything like that because of all the plastic use that we've been doing for the last couple decades or since the 70s. Male sperm count is like dropping like a stone in the water. And literally in a decade or two, we won't be having that many kids. So you don't have to do a damn thing. We will literally cause our own demise. Do not worry. So if you are someone out there who is contemplating these options on how to manufacture a virus to kill off half the population because you saw the Avengers Endgame and you're like, he had a good point. No. Don't worry about it. Put that mind at ease. Enjoy the sunsets while you can. Because,
just wait
it out. Christine is putting in her 2 cents now. And she says, just wait. And enjoy the new, enjoy the solar eclipse of the suns that come around. And have a good day. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Hey, girlfriend. It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great.